Throughout history, the supply of revolutionary energy technologies points to a pattern of inventors meeting untimely or suspicious ends, apparently protecting entrenched interests in the fossil fuel narrative and traditional power systems. Nikola Tesla, who died in poverty amid claims of suppressed wireless energy transmission ideas. Tom Ogle, whose vapor fuel system promised extraordinary mileage before his 1981 death from an overdose ruled accidental or suicidal. And Stanley Meyer, developer of a controversial water fuel cell, who perished in 1998 from a cerebral aneurysm despite persistent poisoning rumors.
He has developed what's called a water fuel cell. It has taken the place of his old gas tank. The water fuel cell breaks down water molecules into oxygen and hydrogen. The hydrogen is used to run his dune buggy.
I don't care if you use rainwater, well water, city water, ocean water. If you don't have any fresh water, go ahead and use snow. If you don't have any snow available to you, then use salt water because there's no adverse effect to the fuel cell.
Meyer started working on this project 4 years ago. He's not a scientist. He isn't even a chemist. In fact, he never graduated from college. Meyer was determined, he says, to design something to protect this country from oil embargoes.
And we have calculated that if we take the dune buggy from Los Angeles to New York, we would roughly use 22 gallons of water.
The Pentagon flew a lieutenant colonel in last week to look at Meyer's invention. There's talk of possibly using it in the Star Wars defense program and to run army tanks.
Recently, Aaron Salter Jr., a retired police officer working as a security guard at a Topps grocery store in Buffalo, New York, was passionately developing a hydrogen electrolysis system to power vehicles with water as an alternative to gasoline.
You got your hydrogen for your electrolysis. You got your batteries. Your water.
I'm just gonna start it.
And that's the gas valve in the rear. It's in off position. The vehicle is running on pure hydrogen.
He was tragically killed in the 2022 racially motivated mass shooting at that store.
The defendant's planning of a racially motivated attack occurred over a span of several months.
And just a mere days ago, on December 15th, 2025, Nuno Loureiro, a distinguished MIT professor and director of the Plasma Science and Fusion Center, specializing in fusion energy, a potentially limitless clean power source, was fatally shot in his Brookline home.
Many of you know that fusion is the process that powers stars. So the reason that they shine is because at their very core, there are fusion reactions going on that essentially release the energy that keeps the stars alive and shining. We speak of the plasma state of matter as the word that best describes the state at which the matter is at these very high pressures and temperatures that you find in the core of stars, such as the sun. And so essentially, in a sort of a slogan, kind of way, what we're trying to do at the Plasma Science and Fusion Center is to recreate star-like conditions on Earth, aiming to tap that energy, the fusion energy, for electricity or energy production. In case there's questions about why we're trying to do this, there's a long list of reasons that range from no polluting emissions to inexhaustible fuel supply, very energetic reactions, so 10 to the 7 more energetic than a chemical reaction, no risk of meltdowns or long-lived nuclear waste, civilization scale energy, and flexibility to generate fusion energy pretty much anywhere.
Apparently, a janitor named Derek, who worked as a janitor at Brown University, had previously, that is before the shooting, according to him, alerted the Brown University police that there was an intruder that had been lurking around the building, but yet nothing was done. We also learned that there were a number of electronic devices discovered in the storage unit that he had, and a number of other things, perhaps thumb drives that he had, all of which point to the idea that this was some elaborate plot. He did a lot of casing, a lot of pre-planning, a lot of recon.
Nothing to see here. Move along. Move along. The established families, dug in for centuries with their iron grip around the throat of humanity, will never relinquish control. John Bound reporting for InfoWars.
Wake up in a world trying to drain your light. Screams got you numb, keep you foggy at night.
Better than Turbo Force, filled with incredible ingredients, ladies and gentlemen. Ultimate Power ignites mental clarity and focus, clean, sustained energy, enhanced blood flow and endurance, supports daily cognitive function. Ultimate Power at thealexshowstore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I love stories. I love developments that I call Rosetta Stones or skeleton keys or keyholes. Or you could say mountaintops, 35,000 foot views. If you look at the Nick Shirley story of how it shows how the independent media is hundreds of times bigger than the corporate establishment media, illustrated by this one story he broke last week and so many other examples. If you look at how there's only a facade left of the corporate media and the establishment, then it exposes how slowly the feds move and how most of the U.S. attorneys are globalists that tell Trump what he wants to hear but do nothing, and how it front burners all this information, only puts more heat on them and convicts them in the court of public opinion. And just the illustration of what two men, a local investigator and a young 23-year-old journalist that we woke up, are able to do, it's just magic. And it shows how, even if I was taken off the air today, even if I was killed tomorrow, God forbid, what we've done together with InfoWars in 31 years, 28 years with the name InfoWars, the ripples in the pond from the rocks we've thrown in aren't just not dissipating, they're getting bigger and bigger with time. They're not evergreen, they're infinity green. They're ultra green. They get stronger with time. And that is a testament to all of you and your support and what you've done and the guests and the researchers and the filmmakers and everything that is the InfoWars. It's not me, it's all of us together. I'm just a focal point. And it really is amazing. You can see God's hand in all of this. And I'm so thankful to God working through all of you to be able to withstand all these attacks and withstand the pain to be here and just see the glorious success we're all having together through God's greater vision. Because we have free will, we can decide to join the devil's plan or God's plan. That's the way the universe works. And it's making the right decision that is everything that this life is about. So now to see the inspiration, and I'm now told, and I see it happening by investigators on the ground, we're not giving out a lot because we don't want you to know what's about to break next, but it's spectacular, that there are hundreds of citizen journalists now. And it's old black ladies from Chicago, and it's old hillbilly men from West Virginia, and it's young Hispanic Americans from Texas, and it's young Asian Americans from New York. There are hundreds of citizen journalists now all over Minneapolis, St. Paul alone. Now they're going to the smaller towns, and the reports are flooding X, flooding TikTok, flooding Instagram, flooding Facebook, All the reports are getting bare minimum hundreds of thousands of views, many of them millions, some of them tens of millions, others hundreds of millions, because of public interest. And it shows what setting brush fires in the minds of men and women can do, that Thomas Jefferson talked about, and igniting the information revolution. And 90%+ of war is information. This is war. And all we got to do is go point a camera at these people and show $24 billion and counting. $24 billion and counting in the last 2 years stolen. And it's just getting bigger every day. And all these journalists, not just the one we had on earlier, are just picking addresses that are in the public record, that are getting a million here, 2 million here, 5 million there, 10 million there, 12 million there, 700,000 here, 900,000 there, 4 million here. And they're going to all these autism centers and all these daycares and all these medical facilities and all these home care facilities and all these feed the kid facilities. And you get there and there's never anything going on. No kids getting fed, no kids, no health care, no nothing. And then people say, well, look how the judges in Michigan and in Minnesota in just the last few months, when they finally had a few locals indict them and the juries found them guilty, why the judges overturned it and let them go. See, there's no point. No point. That's the process. That just pisses people off more. You know, if you just say it's too corrupt and walk away and go away, they're going to win. No, you continue to put pressure and it's happening. And you will see hundreds of Somalis indicted in Ohio and Texas and Washington State and Minnesota. You will see it happen. And then you'll see, in many cases, the judiciary let them go free. And then those will be stories. The difference is we're in the fight. We're pushing into them. We're showing what they're doing. When you send out a reconnaissance force in war, going back 10,000 years ago, but recorded history 7,000, the reconnaissance force is small, and it's not just to go out and find the enemy. You hopefully want to pull the enemy out and expose them so you get intel on them. And yeah, your reconnaissance force might even get wiped out, and they know that. But you're finding out the strength of the enemy, and you're revealing them. And so how'd it go for them stealing the 2020 election? Completely exposed their election fraud. It's taken 5 years for it to all come out, and it's all come out. Even more is coming out. It's the process of fighting that we get stronger, they get weaker. But if you say it's too big a problem and you don't do anything about it, then they completely win. I know so many people that never learned to work, never learned to have fun working. They'll have a dirty garage, dirty house, full of clutter. They just think it's impossible. They've just given up. Whereas they don't know the pleasure of getting up on a Saturday morning or whatever, and saying, you know, the garage hadn't been cleaned out in a year. I'm going to get in there and I'm going to clean it all up. And before you know it, it's all cleaned up and you're mopping the floor and getting everything ready and getting your tools in line. It feels so good. By like 2 o'clock, you thought it would take you all day. By 2 o'clock, you're done. And it feels so satisfying. Go take a shower. Go, you know, kick back for a while. Maybe go cook dinner with your wife or whatever. But it's normal. I like washing dishes. I like doing laundry. I like cleaning the garage. It's mindless. It's fun. I like gardening. But the average young person has even no idea even how to do that. They think of it as like a terrible thing. I love stuff that's easy, like cooking dinner. That's fun. Or washing clothes or washing dishes. Man, it's just like I'm zen out. I'm doing it. And it's the same thing for fighting tyranny. You're meant to do this. It's not like, oh, you're a hero. Thank you for confronting tyranny. Alex, you're such a hero. Thanks for going to the border and showing them loading little kids without their parents into trunks of cars. A hero? You think I feel safe with that going on? You think I think my kids are safe with that going on? You have to have a territorial instinct, folks. You need to get into how God designed you. You should want to go find kidnapped kids. You should go want to confront people robbing you and your family. That's what normal, good civilizations are like, who have their heads screwed on straight. The average person is like, that's a bunch of work, and I could get confronted, and, you know, I got a golf game, I got a movie to see, I got a whatever. But all those people that are selfish are the most unhappy people in the world. The people I know that are dedicated to fighting tyranny and standing up for what's right are amazing. And that's the great part about this. You go look at the patriot, populist, conservative, Christian activists in Europe and the U.S. and everywhere, and they could be black, they could be Asian, they could be Hispanic, they could be white. They look good. Their eyes sparkle. They're well-spoken. They have the same spirit. You go look at leftist and people, black, white, old, young, Hispanic, Asian, they look like zombies. They gibber hateful things. Because it's a spirit, folks. So our kinship is under God. Our unification is under God. And it's about the spirit. That is the brotherhood and the sisterhood of those of us that love God and are with God, that resonate with God. And you can see it literally in our words and our action and the glow that we have, because that's the reflected light of God that's shining upon us. But those that love evil see that glow, and it terrifies them. They want to get the children. They want to dumb them down. They don't want them to ever know about God because they want to hide in the darkness. So I don't like to cover something and not actually show you the clips. So we had Nick Shirley on the first 30 minutes of the show. We've now posted to X and Rumble and Infowars.com. Be sure to share. It was powerful. And I mentioned a few things, but I actually wanted to play the clips for you. So you have Somalis caught bribing people in the few cases there have been so far exposing the fraud. That was okay because the cover-up then led to the investigation. The cover-up of $8 million stolen and $7 million stolen and $3 million stolen. People were like, oh, God, see, it got covered up by corrupt Soros judges. And I was like, months ago, I said, it's okay. It's okay. Watch what happens now. And now you see $24 billion stolen. And they're going to try to cover that up. But it's okay. Because it's a process. And you see how far we've come. So now folks are watching Nick Shirley's videos. And they're seeing, oh, look, the learning center is spelled wrong. And, you know, what's that phone number? Let me call that. And you call the number, and it's Tim Walz's number. That's a big F you with the Somalis. You see how arrogant they are. Oh, we got the governor. And now people are calling other numbers, and it's doing the same thing. It's going to different Democrat officials. And you know why? Because people come, and they want to know. And sometimes you even have local inspectors that are doing their job, and they come and say, we want in here. In the last 3-4 years, there's been almost no prosecutions or no fines at these places because there's no kids anyways at them. So they want you to know when the inspector in the few towns do their job come and say, hey, this is all blacked out. There's no playground here. We don't see any kids. I'm the fire inspector. This is what's happening. It's in the local news. And nobody ever calls them back. So the Somalis go and they put the governor's number on there. So if you do have a fire inspector or somebody doing their job, or maybe even OSHA, the feds, you go and there's a number to Tim Walz or a number to the DNC or a number to a state rep who then fields the calls and says, we'll take care of that. That's their get out of jail free card. And see, it's not just people by the hundreds, and I'm told it's over 200 now, flooding Minnesota. Because there's thousands of sites to see. They just went to like 15 to find 110 million stolen. It's people online now that are ferreting through. See, we got human intelligence now, like a trillion beam spotlight, that are now checking everything, looking at everything. And so I get up at 4 a.m., first video I see, black guy calls the number. Because, you know, he wasn't just going to believe Nick Shirley, which I get. He didn't doubt him. He's like, you know what? Let me check reviews. Let me see if there's reviews for these places. And you go, look, there's no reviews. Because that's, yeah, boy, there's no kids there. Well, let me just call this number. See, because the verifying what I say or what Nick Shirley says isn't about checking to see if I'm a liar. I want to get you engaged so you find out it's worse than I'm telling you. See, because I can't do it all. I can't process it all. I'm completely overwhelmed. I need you. Just like in V for Vendetta. Let's cue that up for the start of the next segment. He's sitting there talking to the inspector. He's in his disguise, and the inspector already knows most of what he's been told. He's proven himself. He goes, well, why didn't you do this before? And he goes, I was waiting for you, Inspector. I was waiting for you. What do you think? I can do all this myself? I'm trying to get you engaged, you involved. And you don't have to do that much. Just go check a website. Go check a thing. Call a number. And then 10 million people see it and go, whoa. And they start calling. And they find out more. And now the videos are flooding X. I had a feeling at 4 a.m. when I saw that video. I said, I bet in a few hours they're going to be calling other numbers. And sure enough, found more videos. People are calling numbers, and they all go to Democrats. Some of them go to Ilhan Omar. So you got these empty buildings claiming all this, but they know there's some county inspectors, city inspectors, or feds that are doing their job. So they still get... But starting about 3 years ago, suddenly it all stopped. No more inspections of these restaurants. No more inspections of these daycares. No more inspections of these medical facilities. They're just empty. There's nothing there. Because it all goes back to the Democrats, which is what I said. They're using the Somalis to launder the money, to get the money as the bagmen. I looked at some of the criminal cases that have been done the last few years, and you know, they'll steal $8 million here, $12 million there, $3 million here. It'll be two brothers usually. And then you'll look at their money they had and what they spent. And usually about 30% is what they keep. And the rest of the money goes to Somalia, to terror groups, literally, and it goes to Democrats as donations and money. See, that's the story here. But see, if this all comes out, like dominoes, it falls, and there are some Republicans involved in it, usually about 7, 8%. Doge found that too. Before Doge did it, I said, no, there's about 6, 7% Republicans, 7, 8% they're involved. Because I've already seen that before. And over again, that pattern. So the Republicans are like, oh my God, you know, if we get rid of the insider trading for Nancy Pelosi, that gets rid of the insider trading for us. You see, so you still have an establishment defending itself, but this is so big and it's got the public's attention that now, I'll show you coming up, all over the country, they're finding stuff just as bad. And they're using Guatemalan immigrants. Now, they're not criminals in general, but they're easily controlled by law firms. And they're using Colombians, you name it, that are corrupt. Nothing like Somalis, but, you know, I'm not saying all Colombians. I'm saying, you know, the criminal groups. And the law firms organize it. They sign them all up for welfare and run scams through them, and then they get a big piece. But with the Somalis, it's so criminal that it's just gone off the chart. But they're finding it everywhere. I mean, I remember like 10 years ago, they found one house in Austin had like $57 million of tax returns, tax rebates sent to a house. And the local news did its job and went out there, and no one lived there. But it was in the names of hundreds of Hispanic people, most of them dead. So on average, the Hispanics, I've looked at it all, they're not involved in a bunch of fraud. They're controlled by the LULACs and the Meches and the LaRazas and the local, you know, Hispanic groups that, oh, we're protecting you. Oh, we love you. Yeah. And they've got you all signed up for all this money they're getting, the illegal aliens, who are working 10, 12 hours a day on top of it and paying part of their check into the Democrats. So they got them basically slave labor. They got them signed up for welfare, just like they do the homeless, and they're sucking the money out of them. But not with the Somalis. They're more sophisticated. They all vote as a bloc. They're like, no, we get a cut of this. Like I told many years ago, I said this on Rogan about 8 years ago, I said, the way to get abortion banned is to teach women that you shouldn't be paying $400 for an abortion, the average price. Did you know for a first term, they're getting about $5,000 for your dead baby? For a second term, they're getting about $50,000. You can look this up. And for an 8-month third trimester, they can get up to $300,000. And they take the baby. They try to do it vaginal. It's totally illegal because once it passes, it supposedly can't be killed. That's why they pass a bunch of states in Europe where they can say that just leave the baby alone. You can, you know, have it outside the womb and still let it die on the table. Just put it in cold water. They run back and put it in a facility. They call it the organ donors. And this is coming out in California. A truck pulls up in an hour, and they take it to a facility, hook it up, keep it alive, get all the organ orders in, because you know, you don't want to cut it up right away because you don't have places to send it quite yet. Sometimes they keep them alive 3 weeks. Then they kill that baby, who they legally say is dead, fly out all the organs. Now, did a woman know that, hey, you heard about surrogates, right? Getting money to have a baby for somebody else. I'll tell you evil women something. But obviously, if this comes out, it'll just expose you and it'll be outlawed. But there's enough evil feminists out there. Did you know you could go have babies and get them up to, you know, 8.5 months, 9 months, to the point of it being born? And you get $300,000, you dumb witches. But instead, you go pay for a partial birth abortion. That's like $5,000. And you didn't get that cash, witch, did you? Because you're so stupid. You want to be a Satanist and wear your shirts about, I killed my baby, and Gloria Steinem, it's so fun to kill your babies. And they got shows about how women love to have abortions and have it as a sexual fetish. I'm serious. I can play you the HBO reports. They're proud of it. These women don't even know that they're selling their baby. But now there's lawsuits over that. Now they do. See, I can use their own evil against them, see? And now the women are starting to come in and saying, well, I want you to kill this little bastard. You see them in the videos, they write that, it's your first birthday, you're dead. And they laugh on TV about it. And they're sick eyes. Daddy doesn't want you to die, but I hate him. I'm going to kill you tomorrow. Bye-bye, you little effer. Want to see those videos again? Hundreds of them. But that dumb witch don't even know they're going to get $200,000, $300,000. See, they're so evil, they think they're smart, they're not. See how it works? So while we're shaking our finger at the Somalis all day, they're not aborting their babies. Basically zero abortion in the Somali community. Mondami told the Muslims today, he said, it's cold weather coming in. Stay home and go have babies. Now, they want Westerners to not have kids and tell you if you're white, don't have kids. But Mondami says for Islam, go, stay home the next few days there in the blizzard and give us some babies. Because if we can't ship in more illegals now, we've got to have a baby boom, which the average Muslim has like 7 kids. Oh, they're having their babies. But the self-hating white women who celebrate abortion, they have no idea how they're being screwed over. Because if you're going to kill your baby, you might as well get some cold hard cash. And before somebody gets mad at me and says I'm endorsing that, I'm not. I'm showing how absurd and sick it is and how demonic this is. All right, let me go to break because I got a bunch of these clips and I'm going to go on this as long as I have to. Though I've got like dozens of other stacks here. And Robert Barnes is coming up with huge news. But this is really illustrative of how people buy into the satanic system and celebrate killing their babies. And feminists wear T-shirts saying, I killed 5 of them, I love it, you know, all that kind of stuff. And they don't even know that their babies are being sold in factory farms. And in some cases, delivering babies, as we saw in the California cases, to universities for research with their hearts still beating. By the way, if you're a new viewer, type in California federal court documents show babies were delivered or fetuses were delivered to university research facilities with the hearts still beating. And then they do all sorts of beagle type experiments on them. You got the nerve to go read it? You can right now. Type in what I'm saying. You'll go down the rabbit hole right now. You think you know how evil they are? You have no idea what we're dealing with. These people are committed to Satan. We'll be right back. I'm Alex Jones. Share the live feeds now. Real Life Show's on X.
Ladies and gentlemen, Nitric Boost, the all-time fan favorite, is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com.
You've looked at our formula. You like it?
I did, and I do. Yes. Well, nitric oxide is a key. It's made by our own bodies again. It's made by L-citrulline and L-arginine, the amino acids.
And now, a major shipment has finally come back in for those of you that want to be able to stock up on it at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Judy Mikovits, without me even knowing she'd gotten it and used it, came on years ago and said, This was the best spike protein detoxer she'd found.
Just like you want your own body to make vitamin D from the sunlight, you can't force it back in people who can't make it. It can actually hurt them. It's called peroxynitrites. So you want to boost your own body's ability. The nitric oxide relaxes the endothelium, the vasculature. It relaxes the vein. So I use the two, your InfoWars. I keep that on my shelf, and I feed myself the Cardio Miracle, which is just for straight food. It's a different formulation than that one. And the two together are a 1-2 punch. So you get in your food the ability to make what you need and no more.
Because of the organic based compounds that are in it that cause vasodilation in the blood vessels, in the arteries, in the veins, in the capillaries. And it just does so many other great things.
So constricted blood vessels too, because athletes are running, they're constricted, they're working so that the blood flows and it doesn't flow, which is why your nitric oxide product, that new product, I hope you'll show it, because that's a very important thing to have for acute events. Dissolve under the tongue, give you an instant relaxing of your endothelium, your vasculature.
Now listen, it is already a nationwide best-selling bodybuilding product for over 20 years. Bodybuilders take this, it helps grow muscles and better workouts and things. I was just researching and wanting to put something out that was good for the heart and talked to a lot of scientists and researchers I knew, and they said, well, these are the type of ingredients we were thinking about putting out a product. When I talked to formulators, they said, well, we actually already have a product that has that, so we private labeled it as Nitric Boost. And just for men in the morning when you wake up, that's the big thing people feel and see right away. So imagine what else it's doing for your body. So for those of you that love Nitric Boost, it's back in stock right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And for those that haven't tried Nitric Boost, you are really missing out. Secure your Nitric Boost right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We're battling in the courts. We're still here a year after the Onion said they bought us. We might actually hold on and win. But regardless, the shopping cart's there. The shipments are going out, and you will get your product. But if you don't order it, support us, we'll be off the air. So it's a paradox. So please take action now at InfoWarsStore.com and experience Nitric Boost for yourself. And listen, men feel it in that one way. Women love it as well. It's good for men and women. Get your Nitric Boost now, right now, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And thanks for being the reason, one way or another, we'll always be on the air. InfoWarsStore.com, Nitric Boost, back in stock.
Come to the Great Reset. Eat the bugs. You will own nothing, and you will be happy. Take the vaccine. Trust the science. Get your booster. Every crisis is an opportunity, and the world will be reshaped in our vision. Down with the globalist. Get ultramethylene red at thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I'm just an average man.
The globalists want the West to die because it's system, it's freedom, it's success. Cannot be competed with, and the globalists want a worldwide corporate tyranny. And so that's why they're at war with the West. And it's also a spiritual issue. So I want to get into these incredible clips I just mentioned in and around Minnesota and the rest of the country and all the new investigations and all the new huge findings in other states before Robert Barnes comes on. But right now at Mar-a-Lago, Netanyahu is there pushing more war with Iran, even though Israel's won the war over there with its proxy groups, Hezbollah and Hamas. Netanyahu needs to be a war president to stay in power. And he's there pushing war continually. So we'll play a little bit of this and give you an update on Ukraine as well.
Okay. President, how quickly can you move to phase two of the peace plan for Gaza?
As quickly as we can. But there has to be a disarmament, you know, that we have to disarm with Hamas. So one of the things we'll talk about, certainly. But there has to be a disarming of Hamas. Otherwise, very quickly. Yeah.
Can you say anything more about the explosion in Venezuela that you mentioned in a radio interview? Did the military do that? Can you share anything about
that? Well, it doesn't matter, but there was a major explosion in the dock area where they load the boats up with drugs. They load the boats up with drugs, so we hit all the boats, and now we hit the area. It's the implementation area. That's where they implement, and that is no longer around.
Is that the only strike that the U.S. has done?
I don't want to comment.
President Trump, when Iran jet left you. Yesterday there was an explosion overnight, and the Russians say that Ukraine tried to hit the residence of President Putin. Do you have any information?
No, I don't know about it, actually, and I don't, I just heard about it, actually, but I don't know about it.
Could you speak with
that? Would be too bad. That would not be good.
What was the outcome of your telephone call with President Putin this morning?
I had a very good talk this morning. I waited till this morning because it was pretty late by the time we finished, like 2:30 in Russia, 2:30 in the morning. And we had a very good talk. We spoke at 8 o'clock in the morning hour time. And it was a very productive talk. I mean, we have a few very thorny issues, as you can imagine. He knows about thorny issues probably better than anybody in the world, but it's working out. We have a couple of issues that we're going to get resolved, hopefully. And if we get them resolved, you're going to have peace. You're going to have Ukraine. They're losing 26,000 soldiers a month. Can you believe it? A month, 26,000 young beautiful soldiers, and plus some people in Kiev, and relatively small, but a lot, you know, still people, and it's a lot of people. But 26,000 soldiers were killed last month. Yes, please.
President Trump, are you going to allow Turkish forces, or do you expect Turkish forces to be stationed in Gaza?
So I have a great relationship with President Erdogan. And we'll be talking about it. And if it's good, I think that's good. And a lot will be having to do with Bibi. We're going to be talking about that. But Turkey's been great. And he's been, you know, excellent as far as I'm concerned. I don't know about you. To me, he's been very good.
Can you guarantee that?
Sure. Yes. Mr. President, can you tell me a little bit about your relationship with Prime Minister Netanyahu and how important it is for you to see him be pardoned by the Israeli president?
Look, he's a wartime prime minister. He's done a phenomenal job. He's taken Israel through a very dangerous period of trauma. Israel, with other people, might not exist right now, if you want to know the truth. That's a pretty big statement, but it's true. I feel that. You had the wrong prime minister. Israel right now would not exist because they were met with a force the likes of which very few countries could have handled. And we worked together, and we were extremely victorious, to put it mildly. Now I hear that Iran is trying to build up again, and if they are, we're going to have to knock them down. We'll knock them down. We'll knock the hell out of them. But hopefully that's not happening. I heard Iran wants to make a deal. If they want to make a deal, that's much smarter. You know, they could have made a deal the last time before we went through, you know, a big attack on them. And they decided not to make the deal. They wish they made that deal. So I think, again, they should make a deal. They want to make a deal. But sometimes that doesn't happen. Yeah, please.
Mr. Trump, right, Adavili Melech, I 24 News, Israel. Would you support the overthrow of the Iranian regime?
Who?
Iranian regime.
I'm not going to talk about overthrow of a regime. It's, they've got a lot of problems that are in. They have tremendous inflation. Their economy is bust. Their economy is no good. And I know that people aren't so happy, but don't forget, every time they have a riot or somebody forms a group, little or big, they start shooting people. You know, they kill people. And the people tend to... I've watched this for years. There's tremendous discontent. They form 100,000, 200,000 people. All of a sudden, people start getting shot. And that group disbanded pretty quickly. So I watched it for years. They're vicious, vicious people, yeah.
Mr. President, will you support an attack, Israeli attack on Iran, if Iran will not have a deal? If Iran will continue with their ballistic missiles and also nuclear weapons?
If they will continue with the missiles, yes. The nuclear, fast. Okay? One will be yes, absolutely. The other was, we'll do it immediately.
Mr. President, one of us from Channel 12 News. What are your plans regarding Gaza for the next few weeks?
Well, we're going to be dealing on Gaza. That's why this very great prime minister is here right now. We're talking about Gaza. We're talking about a lot of things. We have about five major subjects that we're discussing, and Gaza will be one of those subjects.
Mr. President, can you guarantee that the last hostages, Ran Philip, will be released before we continue to the second phase of the Gaza plan?
Well, let's put it this way. Every hostage just about that's been released was released.
All right, so we're going to cut out of this. If anything else important said, we'll cover it. But you just saw Trump confirm that the United States has started bombing inside the mainland of Venezuela. That is attacking ports. So that is a big deal. Just this morning, you know, the question was asked, did U.S. land strikes on Venezuela begin last week and no one knew it? Well, you just saw the president minutes ago confirm that indeed it did. Now, can he constitutionally do that under gunboat diplomacy, under the doctrine of the Barbary Pirates created by Thomas Jefferson? Yes. Do I want to get rid of the communist regime? Yes. Do I support regime change? No, because I don't trust the CIA to put something in worse than was already there. I do like the pressure. I do like the grabbing the oil tankers. I do want to push Maduro out, but I don't want troops on the ground. And I'm concerned that this could get out of control. Now, that said, you also heard Trump very hawkishly. Oh, yeah, we think, you know, they're getting close to nukes again. I thought they knocked them back 50 years or all, you know, 20 years. Then, you know, we'll hit them for sure. And, you know, if it's even worse, we'll hit them immediately. And Netanyahu is sitting there all happy and excited about that. So not good. Very disconcerting. Doesn't mean I like Iran or what they're doing, but they're isolated. They're surrounded. If you try to actually have regime change there, you bring the Russians and Chinese in, it's just a... But hey, the globalists just, you know, 13 months ago or whatever, overthrew Assad. They were trying that for 16, 17 years. So they've only got a few countries to take down there. But you heard Trump saying Netanyahu's a wartime leader, which I said before I went to the clip. Well, it was live feed. That's how he stays in power, is with the emergency. So he doesn't want this to end. He wants this greater Israel project. And then all the refugees, they want to ship them here into Europe. It's just bad, folks. In other military news, European defense stocks slide as Trump-Zelensky peace talks show progress. That's the first time that's happened since Trump got in with these talks. Got in a year ago, but he's been there almost a year ago. It'll be a year in like 20-something days. But this is the first time defense stocks slid because it's getting close. Trump says peace in Ukraine closer than ever before after Zelensky meeting as European defense stocks slide. World War and the plan to control or kill young Western men. Very important report by Brandon Smith at Alt Markets that I want to get to a little bit later in the fourth hour. NATO countries scare their populations on Christmas with hyped Russian nuclear bombers flight. The Russians are coming to nuke us, and it wasn't even true. See, I mean, this is just the psyops going on because the unelected EU Commission needs a war to prop themselves up. They've said that themselves. It is outrageous. All right. Again, I covered this in the first hour, covered it some of this hour, but I want to get to the actual clips because they're so important. Here is a clip of one online sleuth doing research into the viral reports of Nick Shirley, which you can all see for yourself. And the $110 million of fraud they just confirmed in a day on the list going to these empty facilities that Somalis run with education and autism and feeding them kids and taking care of old people. None of it, no, nobody, no services, no nothing but fraud. And we already told you that, but it's nothing like seeing it. And now all these other investigators are going to the thousands of other locations. But you can do a lot online too, like, ooh, let's call one of the numbers on the school that isn't a school, it's a money laundering front. And who do you get? You get Tim Walz. Why is that happening? because you still have OSHA inspectors and some, you know, fire inspectors. It's been in the news. They won't let anybody in. And when you call the number, they say talk to the governor. Or the number go to different state reps or to the attorney general, who won't prosecute any of this. So it's a sign saying we're above the law. Our phone number is the Minnesota executive branch, who we pay money of the stolen money. We give them a big slice. So piss up a rope. Here it is.
So, guys, this is absolutely mind-blowing. So I was watching the most recent video by Nick Shirley exposing these daycare centers. Now, they're going daycare to daycare, and the next one that they go to is called Sweet Angel Child Care. This is where they show up to. And this is the business right here. Sweet Angel Child Care in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Now, listen to where this phone number goes to when you call this child care center. Just wait for it.
Thank you for contacting the office of Governor Tim Walz and Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan. Our office is located at 130 State Capitol, 75 Reverend.
Oh my God. I'll do it again. Sweet Angel Child Care. It goes to Governor Tim Walz's office. Why is a child care center directly going to the office of the governor? Make it make sense. Hold on.
Thank you for contacting the office of Governor Tim Walz and Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan.
If this is not a direct link to Tim Walz and these fraudulent child care centers, I don't know what else is. Bro, this is crazy. I'm just in shock right now. I was recording a YouTube video and reacting to this video. And I was like, let me call and look up their Google reviews. I was just looking up their Google reviews. And I was like, let me call this number. And I call it, and it goes to Governor Tim Walz's office. Make that make sense.
Now, here's attorney Mika Cook investigating Ohio fraud. I got a bunch of this around the country, finding the exact same thing and the usual suspects. Here it is.
So these individuals tried to report the fraud that was happening in Ohio and then eventually came to me to say that we're watching providers rubber stamp paperwork for home health. So in Ohio, and there's many states like this, Pennsylvania and other states too, where you can go in and you can say my aging parent needs a home health care and I want to provide it. So the state will, as long as a doctor has approved it, continue to pay you. It could be for 10 hours, 12 hours, up to 24 when it's critical care. So you could sit at home without caring for an elderly parent who really doesn't need it, make about $75,000 to $90,000 a year. Now you add two parents, that's $180,000. Now you add your in-laws, $250,000. You continue to add this, and you wonder, what are the services being provided? So a lot of providers came and said, fraud is occurring because we said we weren't going to rubber stamp this paperwork, so they went to other providers. Their home health care network saying, we'll make it worth your while. Well, sounds like a kickback to me. So we really need to investigate the Medicaid system and how much it's increased since the Somalian population came and who really needs critical care, because that's meant for our disabled, our elderly, and people who really need it, not to just live off our system. And that's what's happening in Ohio. I think it's ridiculous. I think it's despicable. But authorities are now looking at it from the Attorney General's office to the U.S. Attorney's office. I flagged them all because this is Ohio tax dollars, and we have to take it seriously. I'm tired of people telling me, well, this is the way it's always been. It's subjective, and we can't really check. No, you can. Audit America, audit Ohio now, and I'm pushing for that in every single state.
And don't forget, just 3 years ago, Minnesota had a $16 billion surplus. Now they have a massive deficit, and it all totals out to $24 billion. Which is the amount they've already caught them stealing. And it's going to get worse. Here's an example of the fact there's so many Somalian politicians in the U.S. isn't even as shocking as they now are electing Nigerian mayors in Ireland and putting them over the head of the censorship commission to jail people that criticize Islam. Here's a short clip. And it's all the same NGOs, the same UN plan. They're all stealing money with the politicians that put them in. If people are so politically correct, they'll put a black lady in as the head, so it's okay if the white people above them steal all the money because, well, you can't criticize her or you're racist. Like Tim Walz said, this whole investigation is racist. Ilhan Omar says it's racist. That's all they got, folks. Like Elon Musk said, stop caring if they call you that. Absolutely ridiculous. So now let's go to this clip. Here's Jamal Osman, Democrat, there on the city council, says in Minneapolis, says it's racist to mention the Somali community when you're talking about fraud. And then, of course, he's right at the center quarterbacking it, is what the evidence points towards. Here it is.
And yes, folks have done, horrible things, and people have committed crimes. But we should not be pointing the entire community in one brush.
We heard that MDE took this step to really stop feeding the kids in the middle of pandemic. My office had to do something.
In the video, Osman tells the room how he arranged a call with the MDE commissioner about their attempts to stop new meal sites.
But I'm one of those people that push back and call it what it is, which is racist tactics. I told her this money is actually from the federal. Your job is to distribute fairly to the communities that deserve.
At the time he delivered this speech, Osman's wife, Ilo Amba, was in the middle of claiming to run a meal site of her own in this small office in downtown Minneapolis that the Minnesota Attorney General in this civil complaint calls a fraudulent shell company. Public records show Amba's nonprofit, Urban Advantage Services, received $460,000 in reimbursements between February and November 2021. The AG shut it down, citing participation in the meal fraud scheme. What's more, testimony and evidence in Bok's ongoing trial has shown Osman and Amba signed over control of a different, dormant nonprofit they founded together called Stigma Free. Osman writing to its new board, quote, "I have seen growth during the time that I've served, and I'm confident you will continue to grow this amazing organization in my absence." The men who took over Stigma Free are charged with using it immediately to rack up more than $13 million in meal fraud across the state.
Councilmember Osman, you agreed to sit down with me and talk about this week.
Osman never returned follow-up calls or texts.
Is Councilmember Jamal Osman in the office today?
And could not be found to answer questions at city council or at his home.
Now, remember back on June 14th during the No Kings demonstrations funded by George Soros, the Democrats, a state rep got killed and her husband shot. A state senator got shot and wounded. Their spouse killed. And then the man that did it, who worked for Tim Walz, said, we were supposed to kill more people. I did it for Tim Walz. He was going to blame Trump, but I was told to kill these people. They were the two people that voted against the unlimited billions for illegal aliens and all of their housing and health care that was being milked off. So Tim Walz, you know, comes off as goofy and a liar and putting tampons in boys' bathrooms and being a communist Chinese agent, and his wife loving burning down buildings and saying she loves it during George Floyd. And him ordering the National Guard to stand down, but he's a cold-blooded monster. So here is the state rep they killed.
I know that people will be hurt by that vote, and we worked very hard to try to get a budget deal that wouldn't include that provision.
Melissa Ortman voted to not give the illegal aliens because they were stealing the money, and oh, she got killed. And the senator that tried to kill him killed his wife. Yep. You'll do a lot to steal $24 billion, won't you? Each little P.O. box, each little empty building, $2 million, $3 million, $4 million, $5 million, $10 million. Those are all giant bank robberies of the U.S. citizens. Will bank robbers shoot cops for $3 million? You bet they will. These are bank robbers. They do it a different way. But their boss is the Democratic Party. We're not ever supposed to talk about Vance Bolter anymore. We're supposed to forget about that. We're supposed to go to sleep. Let's do a flashback to last year in one of these trials where they tried to bribe jurors, but when it came out, it didn't matter because the judges just overturn it when they're convicted anyways, because obviously the judge, you know, got taken care of. Here it is.
We learned that an unknown woman showed up at the home of a juror.
That unknown woman, U.S. Attorney Andy Lugar says, is 31-year-old Ladin Ali. Ali and four men are now charged with a rare crime, corruptly influencing a juror.
Corruption of a jury through intimidation or bribery is a serious federal crime that carries a significant prison sentence.
In Lugar's press conference Wednesday, he highlighted how Ali flew to Minnesota from Seattle, where she also has ties.
Juror 52 leaving a parking ramp.
Lugar says Ali surveilled the youngest and only juror of color, following her home from the courthouse. Over 3 days, Ali allegedly drove by Juror 52's Spring Lake Park home 19 times. This heat map, created by the FBI, shows the amount of time Ali spent near the juror's home, according to her rental car's GPS data. Directed by four men, including three standing trial for stealing more than $40 million from the federal child nutrition program during the pandemic, the defendants are accused of a sophisticated plot to get to Juror 52 with money. Then detailed instructions on how to convince the rest of the jury to vote not guilty, primarily by accusing the government of being racist against the Somali immigrants. After being driven back to juror number 52's house by this man, Abdul Karim Farah, Ali is accused of bringing $120,000 cash to the door and promising juror 52's family member that more money would come after the not guilty verdict, a scene right out of a mob movie.
This is more than just a mob movie. This is a chilling attack on our system of justice.
Okay, so let's stop there. Oh, instructions on how to get the jury to let them go saying it's racist to not let them steal $40 million and not feed one child. And now, what's the same talking point? Who do you think wrote the talking points for the Somali lawyer? Oh, Tim Walz and Ilhan Omar, who we now know engineered all of this. Here they are.
This is what happens when they target communities for their own benefit. This is what happens when they scapegoat. And this is what happens when they no longer hide the idea of white supremacy.
The idea that this is a white nation that needs to be preserved is a fascinatingly disgusting view, because this country is one for the many.
No, it's taught in all the colleges and media that whites are inherently bad. So we'll be guilty and roll over to this takeover and criminal activity. Cash Patel has made a statement on the Minnesota fraud. Says, hold action. There better be, but I wouldn't hold your breath because they don't bring down the whole system. But Trump is demanding it. Please remember, we're financed by you. And tomorrow ends the biggest sale ever. Buy any supplement and get any other supplement free. That means you can buy like a $25 supplement and a $45 supplement free. Ultra Methylene Blue, all of it right now at TheAlexJonesStore.com. So I'm not giving up. I'm not going away. If they shut us down, I got the Alex Jones Network. I don't know, and I'm going over there. You financed it. You paid for it with your support. I'm just telling you, here's the weird paradox. I thought we'd be shut down last year. I thought we'd be shut down 2 months ago. The receiver won't let us order new product over at Infowars.com. So we're in this paradox now where we're winning, and now they're like, well, you'll actually be open in the middle of next year now and all this stuff, and there's no money because people believe it was going to shut down. Plus, there's no product. But I convinced the receiver. I said, can we at least make fundraising posters, which are very low cost, have a high markup, people know it's an investment, to keep us on the air? Can I do that? I said, yeah, you can do that. I can just tell you, we need your support right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Three posters I designed, two I designed, Rob designed the other one. Defend the West, famous Crusader King, Make No Peace with Evil, same Crusader King, and then Do Like That Still Image of Me, and it is the bestseller. It's I've only begun to fight John Paul Jones, and it's InfoWars 1997 to 2026. And yeah, you can buy Unsigned for $25, big posters, glossy in a tube, or you get them for $100. They're like, God, that's huge markup. Yeah, it's a fundraiser. Like when commies give NPR $200 for a ball cap, costs $15. That's the whole point. We're actually winning right now. I don't want to count chickens before their hatch. It's not the Democrats. It's not the DOJ holdovers. They're going to shut us down. If you don't go get these posters and you don't support us, and I'm not bitching at you, I'm just telling you, I'm not saying you got to do it, then you will be the ones that shut us down. This is a marathon, so please support us, InfoWarsStore.com. I need the money right now. It's like in Star Trek, Wrath of Khan. He goes, I need warp speed in 3 minutes, we're all dead.
Scotty, I need warp speed in 3 minutes or we're all dead.
And you guys have got us out of this over and over and over again. And me, I'm not giving up. We need to keep pushing because we've got their ass.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.